in the 1920s and 30s, our source of heat was a wood-burning heating stove in the kitchen range. We used cobs mostly to start a fire and then wood to keep it going, and used cobs sometimes to get a quick hot fire. And of course, using wood meant obtaining it somehow or other. So we went out to the timber, and when I got old enough, Dad and I would find a tree, preferably a dead tree, that was would burn more readily. And we would, with a two-man cross-cut saw, we would saw into the trunk, perpendicular to the trunk, for a little ways, and then Dad would chop out a wedge with an axe on the side that where we wanted the tree to fall. And then we'd go to the other side and saw until the tree was ready to topple. Sometimes, if it didn't want to fall right away, we used steel wedges and drove them into the saw kerf with the sledgehammer to make the tree fall where we wanted it to go. Then after it was down, then we cut it into lengths that could be handled with a cross-cut saw again, a man on each end. And then if it was too large, it had to be split so it could be handled. And if it was straight, no knots or branches, we could use steel wedges with the sledgehammer and split it. And if it was knotty or didn't split, want to split, then Dad bored a hole halfway into the log with a hand auger and poured in potash and sugar, put a wick in, and then packed the hole with paper. And when that was all ready, then he lighted the wick, and we ran off a ways behind a tree waiting for the explosion. And usually that would split the log into several pieces.